You're there.
Good on you, Benz. I'll chat to you after.
No, I look forward to it. Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Andrew Giorgio from tab.com.au. After the news, the full preview for Cessnock Racing.
SB Extra is summer sports.
Anthony's still checking a few colours. A few of these going around in the same colours here. So, and they've actually all nearly got similar helmet colours, so it might be a little bit confusing there for Anthony, but I'm sure throughout the trial.
Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. The Insurance Council of Australia is urging homeowners to contact their insurance companies as soon as possible.
We shouldn't be too far away from the last horse moving. That looks like Wales on the weekend.
The ICA says affected property owners who need to euthanise injured livestock can do so, but they should advise their insurer and keep records for claims purposes.
We've got three horses here in the
trying to gain the upper hand on 63
the White Cross sashes
state today, including 14 uncontained.
So we'll do our best.
Developers who illegally demolished a 159-year-old Irish pub in Melbourne in October.
Now Artemis Rose, it lands in front, shows good speed after the barriers open. It lands a length in front. All Points West is into second position. Now striding to third, we've got Thoughtfulness. Now it's in front of Viva La Romance, who's got the armband, and then came Saucy Lady. Now caught a little bit wide into that first turn was Baser. It's the Grey, and drifting back to last was Flagpoles in the white cap. It's at the back of the field. Artemis Rose at the 400 leads the way. All Points West outside the leader in second. And these two, they straightened up about five lengths in front of the others, headed by Thoughtfulness, who's in third position, from Saucy Lady, Baser to the outside, Viva La Romance, and Flagpoles past the 200. And it's Artemis Rose, more than a length in front from All Points West, and they're going to fight this out. Artemis Rose being held together from All Points West. Artemis Rose from All Points West, and Artemis Rose won it a long neck. All Points West ran second. Now Baser's run third. Fourth will go to Thoughtfulness, and then Saucy Lady, Flagpoles, and Viva La Romance finish at the back.
But also
okay, Artemis Rose, number two, will score
ACL
there. Number two
injury.
Leads throughout to defeat All Points West. And they got right away from the others. Big gap to the third horse.
Where his torn
Baser came down the outside the grey. We'll send all times and margins down the line. Shinny?
Thanks for that, Anthony. Artemis Rose, she looks like a filly with a little bit of upside. She's by Lonroe. She's only had the one start. That was back at Canterbury on the 25th of November. She only was narrowly beaten there behind Invincible Gem. So she's had a break. That was her first trial back, and she was quite nice today. All Points West and Alan Moser filly, who's that was, she was having her second trial today, and they certainly cleared out from the rest of the field there. They ran along at a solid tempo, but were both still full of running to the line, which was quite nice. And then into third spot was Baser, who has the residual race fitness on her side. She went to the Beaumont on the 4th of February there, had her first start. She finished third, beaten about 2 lengths, and brought back to the trial. So Artemis Rose taking out the 13th heat. We'll go back and watch a full replay of this filly with a little bit of upside. Facilities
for people with disabilities. The on-field action gets underway from 7 a.m.
Set to go. And they're off. Now Artemis Rose, it lands in front, shows good speed after the barriers open. It lands a length in front. All Points West is into second position. Now striding to third, we've got Thoughtfulness. Now it's in front of Viva La Romance, who's got the armbands, and then came Saucy Lady. Now caught a little bit wide into that first turn was Baser, it's the Grey, and drifting back to last was Flagpoles in the white cap. It's at the back of the field. Artemis Rose at the 400 leads the way. All Points West outside the leader in second, and these two, they straightened up about five lengths in front of the others, headed by Thoughtfulness, who's in third position, from Saucy Lady, Baser to the outside, Viva La Romance and Flagpoles past the 200, and it's Artemis Rose more than a length in front from All Points West, and they're going to fight this out. Artemis Rose being held together from All Points West. Artemis Rose from All Points West, and Artemis Rose won it a long neck. All Points West ran second. Now Baser's run third. Fourth will go to Thoughtfulness, and then Saucy Lady, Flagpoles, and Viva La Romance finished at the back.
Sky Sports
Radio. Artemis Rose, a long road filly trained by the horse team, takes out the 13 heats, all points to West, and on road filly trained by Chris Waller.
Racing HQ.
Stablemate Baker with his third sports filly by Mastercraft. 54.3 a nose by 6 lengths. The first two certainly facing the rest of the horses in that trial. We are heading back to Hawkesbury now. It is their seventh heat. We do have a field of seven to go around here. Andy, for the Dolphin. We better head straight to Hawkesbury now. They're just about all loaded in. Here's Luke, heat seven.
Edging half of the way in. And now all the way in and secured.
Oh boy. It's been stinking hot, hasn't it?
Will be the last one to come up.
Today it's a lot cooler, so there's a bit of cloud around. They're saying there's a slight chance of a shower, packing but heat. It all looks good at the moment.
I don't think you'll mind if you get one, Steve.
Attempt to turn side on slightly, now straightens. Squares up to the gates and is locked away.
Irrigation, but it's not the same as the rainwater.
Seven to run here.
Yeah, one good shower makes all that difference.
And heat number seven.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, the track, how have you rated today, Steve?
I've left it as a good three. I checked it earlier this morning. Like, I put another 6 mil on yesterday. So we'll see.
Andy's got the best of the start, but Jonky goes pretty quiet on it early, and it drifts back. Supreme GG now goes to the front, and it races out to the lead here from Sacramento, improving to second, packing heat three wide. Behind those runners was Identic. In a bunch field, it's running fourth. Behind those Andes, it's back to fifth now, a length and a half to Coromandel. And one tailed off at the moment, Secret Symphony, it can't keep up. As they come up to the home turn, they've got 400 metres left to travel. And a line of four here, on the inside, Supreme GG, joined by Identic, one off the rail. The dropping off his shade was Sacramento, and the widest runner packing heat, Andy's back behind those. In the straight now, and Identic quickly goes up and claims the lead past the 200 metres from Supreme GG. Andy's getting home under a good hold, and then packing heat, showing the persuader, but Identic a good leader with 25 to go. He's got them beaten. Identic at Canters in. Won the trial from a photo second and third. Andy's and packing heat out wide. Sacramento next in, followed by Coromandel.
Shocking.
Supreme GG and back last with Secret Symphony.
One Invincible Quest short, $1.85. Three trades hoarders, Identic. 3.42, Miss Bunny,
an easy trial win for Gary
five
Fraser.
Party, 13, six machines,
three-year-old filly having a third
four,
public trial unraced.
Seven Mizzou
by I Am Invincible. She won that pretty softly.
I'm going to try trades early. The mare's got terrific speed.
Andy's is in a photo for second and third, so packing heat out wide. It was kept on the bridle, the Godolphin filly.
Provincial form is pretty good.
Wait for the judge to split those for us.
Thanks for that, Luke. So Identity taking out the seventh heat of the morning there at Hawkesbury. We are heading back to Rose Hill now, where we are up to the 14th heat. It is another trial for the fillies and mares. And Graciousness is our first runner here. She's by Street Crime. She's had the three previous trials. Her more recent was on the 31st of January. She finished seventh behind Red Raja, beaten about five lengths. Number two is Gullah, eight Street Crier filly, and she's had the benefit of the two race starts. She hasn't been to the races since July of last year. Number three is Not To Be Caught, a high shot filly, three starts for her, one placing. Her placing came in a 2100 metre maiden at Wyong back in the middle part of October. Number four is Sandcastle, a daughter of Hitchinbrook, who's been to the trials four times before, and the more recent was on the 14th of October. She finished sixth by the Miss Debutante there. So her trials have been spaced out. Her four trials were spaced out over the 12 months, so maybe she's taking a while to come to hand. Number five is Sexy Eyes, a British High Queen filly. She's had the one trial. That was at Rose Hill on the 31st of January. She finished fifth behind Think Like a Bird, being just under two lengths. So Splendid, a Saberville filly. She's had the two race starts. She's been to Warwick Farm on both occasions. Her first trial, her first race start, she's been two lengths. She then went back to Warwick Farm on the 19th of October and was beaten 11, so she was sent straight back to the paddock after that. And Written in Vain is a Written Tycoon filly who's had the benefit of the one trial. That was on the 6th of February, and she finished second behind No More Hope.
She's got very good speed. She won well at Stone over the 900. And she's finally looks like it could be a not much better race. So they're my numbers in the first.
Followed up by Written in Vain.
Right, now race two, we put out number two, Noble Dragon, and four, Benfica Bay. Now, the favourite one, Klavanik, at $2.30. Just ahead of three, Sneaky Glens, $2.60.
So that's heat 14. After this trial, we still have two trials to come.
Six Cunnings of Tiger, 11, number 11, Kisselwish, 21. 10, Harry and the Duke, and also 12, Yarran Lee, 61. And then 8, Waratah Bay, 9, Bayern Mile, 101.
Okay,
Shinny, so a couple to load here. So incredible. Splendid. Sexy Eyes.
Zestful,
and
Bay.
Graciousness.
And Invincible.
Are the last few.
And, gee, I read in the paper, local paper today, he's trained about 77 winners for the
so
season.
Sexy Eyes.
He had that incredible start to it, too, didn't he? He hit the ground
comes
flying.
Up.
And it's continued.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Graciousness.
I think of Paul McQuarrie the other day. Sends them near
to be the last one.
And they're flying the stable. This one's by Nakoni. He's only had the one start. Taree on January 31, only 2 weeks back. Now, he was in
so
a
Graciousness walks up.
Meter race there.
And this is heat 14 for the fillies and mares.
He got held up on the home turn. He got held
ready
up
to
the
go.
Top of the straight. Then he was making really
just
good
just about ready for a start.
Ran out of space again in the last 50.
They're
he
off.
Was very, very unlucky. He should have won.
Good
the race.
Level start it was,
think.
Too. Hard to find the early leader. Sexy Eyes goes through
obviously
to take the lead from Written in Vain into second position. Graciousness
three,
is third, and then came Gullah in fourth from So Splendid. Behind those came Not to Be Caught and Sandcastles as the last
the
one. 600 to go. Written in Vain leads the way a length and a quarter. Sexy Eyes in second position. Gullah's in third. Graciousness in fourth. So Splendid, then Not to Be Caught. And Sandcastles, 400 to go. Written in Vain straightens up from Sexy Eyes with the ball. Baldy face second, Gullah cut the corner in third, and then came Graciousness. It's Written in Vain, pushed along at this point past the 200, three quarters of a length in front from Sexy Eyes, who's also pushed along to try and stick with the leader, and they've sprinted away to fight it out. Written in Vain and Sexy Eyes, Written in Vain holding Sexy Eyes, and Written in Vain won it. Sexy Eyes ran second, four lengths away, So Splendid, Not to Be Caught, and Graciousness. Behind those came Gullah, and Sandcastles was last.
Number 7, Power from Within.
Okay, so it'll be Written in Vain. Number 7, who'll get the prize there from Sexy Eyes. 7-5, and Graciousness possibly in third position. Didn't have my eye on third when they went across the line. You got Not to Be Caught closing through along the inside, and Splot So Splendid was right there as well. Written in Vain pushed along, gets the trial. Sexy Eyes second, and looks like So Splendid in the middle will run third, in fact, looking at that. We'll send all times and margins down the line, Shinny.
Thanks for that, Anthony. So we've got Written in Vain taking out the 14th heat. Certainly made to do a bit of work. That was her second trial back in prep. She led them up, and she was hard-ridden to find the line. So she does everything right, and they just
went
to
go
down into the
line
that she has had. Into a second spot, Sexy Eyes. She's been about two lengths in her very first trial. She, too, was made to find the line, and then into third spot was just Splendid, who was getting through late there into third spot. I thought Not to Be Caught and also Graciousness were quite nice there, pretty much untouched to the line. But the first two over the line, they did space them, but they were made to do a little bit more work than the rest. Let's go back and watch a full replay of Heat 14.
Very impressive. I know it was only a maiden plate.
They're off. Good level start it was too. Hard to find the early leader. Sexy Eyes goes through to take the lead from Written in Vain into second position. Graciousness is third, and then came Gullah in fourth from So Splendid. Behind those came Not to Be Caught and Sandcastles as the last one. 600 to go. Written in Vain leads the way a length and a quarter. Sexy Eyes in second position. Gullah's in third. Graciousness in fourth. So Splendid, then Not to Be Caught. And Sandcastles, 400 to go. Written in Vain straightens up from Sexy Eyes with the Baldy face second. Gullah cut the corner in third, and then came Graciousness. It's Written in Vain, pushed along at this point past the 200. Three quarters of a length in front from Sexy Eyes, who's also pushed along to try and stick with the leader, and they've sprinted away to fight it out. Written in Vain and Sexy Eyes. Written in Vain holding Sexy Eyes, and Written in Vain won it. Sexy Eyes ran second. Four lengths away, So Splendid, Not to Be Caught, and Graciousness. Behind those came Gala, and Sandcastles was last.
Then number four, Nicola at 18.
Written in Vain, a Written Tycoon filly takes out the 14th heat, trained by Bjorn Baker. Sexy Eyes, a Written Tycoon filly trained by Chris Waller. And her stablemate, So Splendid, a Sabreville filly, was into a third spot there. 54.5, a long neck by 4.25. So two trials to come from Rose Hill. We are up to heat 8 out of Hawkesbury. Let's head out and have a look at the field. It is for the 3-year-old plus, and it is a maiden trial here. Cosmologist is our first runner here for Brooke Summers and Uncle Mo Colt. He's only had the one trial. That was back in the latter part of January. He finished last behind Respetta, beaten about 11 lengths. O Savage and Exceed Next Cell. Gildy, he's had the benefit of the three previous trials, and his more recent was on the 30th of January. This will be his third trial this preparation. He was a winner of his latest trial. Jane Over has been scratched. Number four is Laptop, and he's against Gildy, and he's had the one start. That was at Gosford back in June of last year. He was beaten about 11 lengths. Number five is Omega Force for Craig Ritchie. One trial for this filly, and that was at Warwick Farm back in September of last year. Paris Sizzler for Matt Smith and Helmut Colt. His first trial was back in September of last year. He finished last behind So Blessed, beaten about 3 lengths. And Smoke and Mist, a Murder Jill filly, for Jason Coyle. Two trials for this filly. She trialled in September of last year. She then had a break and trialled on the 23rd of January at Warwick Farm. She finished ninth, beaten about 7 lengths on that occasion. So we have one scratching, so down to a field of 6 here for this 8 heat. They are a little bit behind time. This was due to jump at 10:09. We are about 10 minutes late there. So Cosmologist, the barrier blanket for the first time, the blindfold for the first time, the earmuffs for the first time, and the winkers for the first time. So really playing around with the gear here. O Savage, the lugging bit. Laptop earmuffs for the first time has been gilded, and Omega Force gets the blinkers on for the first time there. So Hawkesbury are a little bit behind starting time. The 15th heat from Rose Hill shouldn't be too far away. They are pretty much on starting time there. So we might go back and have a look at Rose Hill, their second last trial of the morning. And Black Mosaic gets the crossover noseband on this 3-year-old Pluck gilding, and he's had the benefit of the two previous trials. His more recent was on the 14th of October. He finished 7th behind Three Star. Comfortable is a Fox Wedge gilding. He's out of a Last Tycoon mount out in Mrs. Squillionaire. And this gilding's a half to Green Birdie, who's a Group 1 winner over in Singapore. Dr. Zed, a Medallia Doro 4-year-old horse. He's had the one trial. That was at Cranbourne. Down in Victoria, obviously. He finished 7th behind Billabong Bay. That was in September of last year. 8 over is a Lonro Colt, and he's had the two starts. He went to Canterbury back in August for his very first start. He was beaten 7 lengths. They then took him to a maiden at Warwick Farm on the 14th of September. He finished 9th behind Coming Through, beaten 8 lengths. His first trial back was on the 31st of January. He finished 4th behind Think Like a Bird. Missile Strike is back to the... Well, he's coming to the trials today now. He was accepted to run on Thursday at Hawkesbury. He was scratched. He then was due to run at Wyong on Sunday, but they've opted to trial him here today. He's having his first trial back, and he's scratched again today, so we won't be seeing him. Montvideo, a Hassan gilding, and he's had the two previous trials. He finished 7th in a trial there at Rose Hill. Behind Jeff Light, beaten about 6 lengths. Over the Air, and Artie Schiller gilding, 21 starts and 8 minor places, actually. His last start was at Nara on the 4th of October. He's beaten about 1.3. That was over the mile. Chihuahua. And apologies if that's not the correct pronunciation there, but he's a Stratum gilding out of a Secret Savings Mary Gypsy Google, and she was a half to Viking Hero. It's also the family of Innocent King. The Avenger, a Smart Missile gilding. gelding. He's out of an Alprado mare in Certain Promise. She was an American mare. And this gelding's a half to Promise to Raid, who was second in a Group 2 race over in New Zealand. We shouldn't be too far away from Anthony joining us. Let's head over to Anthony now. Heat 15, Rosehill.
Thanks, Shenny, as our Sky audience join us.
I think you wrote a winner yesterday.
So Schwaber comes up, anyway, Montevideo is set, and Black Mosaic will be the last one.
He went on really strong. He's three wide with cover.
So Black Mosaic to walk forward and complete the line, and there'll be only one more trial to go after this. We've got through them pretty well this morning.
After that, he's certainly capable from the good draw of winning this. Selig Diamond number 6 bolted in.
Okay.
It was not the best class to ever really.
Black Mosaic walks up.
Easy.
And we're set to go.
But now that she's 15. Found a form, she should run well.
Ready to go.
Number 5, DeMoose by Mark Spencer, like the winner at Tamworth.
Stand
I know
well.
It was a heavy 8, but got to the 1400 up there. And went really
and
good.
They're off. The Avenger missed the start, and Schwaber just got tight for room there and went up the air. It came out second last. Black Mosaic lands in front from the wide gate into the first turn, leads by 3 lengths already. Dr. Zed's in second position, 8 overs in third, Comfortable's in fourth. Then came Montevideo, there followed by Over the Air. The Avengers second last, and Schwaber, it's the last one. Well, Black Mosaic, he looks to travel well here up to the home turn. He straightens up, he's 4 lengths in front here, Black Mosaic. Now, Dr. Zed came wide into the home straight, it's a clear second. Comfortable cut the corner in third, and then came 8 over, and then Over the Air. Black Mosaic at the 200 held together, still 4 lengths in front. He's full of running, doesn't look like stopping here, Black Mosaic. 8 over runs to second, but won't get near Black Mosaic, and Black Mosaic, nice trial this morning. Bolts in. Hard held, won by 4. 8 over ran second. Comfortable ran third. The Avenger ran fourth. Then Over the Air, Dr. Zed, Montevideo, and Schwaber. Just got that check there at the start and was always well back afterwards. Finished at the back. Black Mosaic. That was a nice piece of work this morning, Shenny. Under a strong hold. Wins by 4 lengths. And he looked to do it very, very easily. 8 overs run second. He's come down the outside and Comfortable is there with the Avenger in a photo for third. We'll send all times and margins down the line.
On the 7th.
Andy?
Yeah.
Nice
Tuesday
impressive
week.
Trial
a
there
Tuesday,
from
buddy.
Black Mosaic. So he was certainly full of running the minute he left the gates, but it was nice that he was able to hold on to that and still be quite strong through the line there. I don't think the jockey of Fletcher could hold him any slower. The crossover noseband was going on for the first time today, so he might be a horse that does go a little bit hard within himself. But if he's going to go hard like that, it's nice to see him still be able to run through the line as well as he did. Into a second spot was 8 over. He got back. He was running on quite nicely. Never really asked to do anything up the straight. And then over on the inside was Comfortable, the stablemate there to a Black Mosaic. And he's a half brother to a group one winner over in Singapore.
Went to the line hard to win.
Nice little pedigree on his
side,
and he's been
again.
Nice into third spot that, there. But all honours with Black Mosaic taking out the second last heat of the morning.
And they're off. It's the Avenger missed the start, and Schwaber just got tightened for room there and went up the air. It came out second last. Black Mosaic lands in front from the wide gate into the first turn, leads by 3 lengths already. Dr. Zed's in second position, 8 overs in third, Comfortable's in fourth. Then came Montevideo, there followed by Over the Air. The Avenger's second last, and Schwaber, it's the last one. Well, Black Mosaic, he looks to travel well here up to the home turn. He straightens up. He's 4 lengths in front here, Black Mosaic. Now, Dr. Zed came wide into the home straight. It's a clear second. Comfortable cut the corner in third. And then came 8 over. And then Over the Air. Black Mosaic at the 200 held together. Still 4 lengths in front. He's full of running. Doesn't look like stopping here, Black Mosaic. 8 over runs to second, but won't get near Black Mosaic. And Black Mosaic, nice trial this morning. Bolts in. Hard held, won by 4. 8 over ran second. Comfortable ran third. The Avenger ran fourth. Then Over the Air, Dr. Zed, Montevideo, and Schwaber just copped that check there at the start and was always well back afterwards. Finished at the back.
All right, now what's your best today?
Black Mosaic, a plucked gelding trained by Gerald Ryan, takes down Heat 15 in impressive style there. 8 over was into second spot. A Lunro Colt trained by Chris Waller and Comfortable. A Foxwedge, a gelding trained by Gerald Ryan. 54.4, 4.25 by a length were the margins on Heat 15. So we've got one trial to come from Rose Hill. We will head straight back out to Hawkesbury now, where their eighth heat has been run and won. Let's go back and watch a full replay.
1-3, 4-8, race 5, 1-6, 5, race 6, and 1-5, 4-6. It'll cost you a bit of money.
And Osavage near the inside broke well, showing some speed with Smoke and Mist to be handy, and Laptop is up there third. Settling down just behind those was Paris Sizzler, then Cosmologist. And Omega Force is back last of all and just being sold along to stay in touch. As they wheel off the back straight now, going up towards the 600 metres mark, and Osavage led with Laptop on the outside striding up to join it. 2.5 lengths away third was Smoke and Mist, the outside of Paris Sizzler, Cosmologist off the bridle, and Omega Force back at the tail. Coming up towards the home turn now, inside the 350, and Osavage travelling pretty well in the lead, led by 3/4 on Laptop, the outside, Smoke and Mist peeling wider, and Paris Sizzler saving some ground behind those. Down the running now, and at the 200 metres, Osavage just being nudged along now by the pilot, led by one length, Laptop trying hard, but Osavage is still in front from Laptop as they draw down to the post, and Laptop goes down to win it well. Into Jay Penzer by 3/4 of a length, Laptop. Smoke and Mist ran third behind those Paris Sizzler, Cosmologist, and Omega
Force.
All right,
mate, we'll talk to you later on.
Yeah, I'll send the
Osavage taking out the 8th heat at Hawkesbury there, just ahead of Laptop and Smoke and Mist into a third spot. So we'll be back shortly with heat 9 from Hawkesbury. But for now, we are heading back to Rose Hill. We are up to the last trial here. It is for the 3-year-old Colson Geldings, and he's a maiden trial. We do have a couple of scratchings here in number 4 and 7, so we're going to be seeing those two. We're down to a field of 7 here. Number 1 is Beth, yes, the tongue tie on for the first time is Simpson Geldings. He's out of an Almaha mare in Miss Judge. He won 2 races over the 1200. Goes back to the family of Spinning World and he's the mare's first goal. Chatelard is our second runner here. The blinkers going on this Rip Van Winkle Geldings. He's been to the trials once before. Held at Rose Hill on the 31st of January. He did finish last behind Jeff Fight, beaten about 8 lengths overall. So looking for a little bit of improvement in the blinkers. Escapado is a love conquers all 3-year-old Geldings. 5 starts, 2 placings for him. His more recent start was in October of last year. That was out of Hawkesbury over the mile. He was beaten just under half a length behind Prince Morpheus. Before has been scratched, Nicochet. Is an Acone Geldings. He's out of an Acosta de Lago mare in Tangerine. She was placed, wasn't able to win a race. She's had the 2 foals. And it goes back to the family of Unearthly, Innocent, and Innocent King. Prodigy has been fielded since his last start. That was at Kembla on the 24th of September. He finished 10th behind a Skillful. That was over the 1300. He had a break, obviously, was gelded in that time. And he had his first trial back on the 6th of February. He finished 8th behind Sweet Serendipity. 7 has been Scratch River Encore. He's a Swiss Ace Colt. He's out of a Viscount mare in Marriott. She was unraced, and this colt is a half terrain. She was Group 3 places in the horse, also trained him. And Spring Creek Star, 00 gelding, 2 starts for him, 1 placing. His last start was back on the 30th of October. He finished 2nd behind a Full Throttle. That was over the 1200 metres in 3-year-old maiden. Field of 7 to end the morning. We've seen quite a number of impressive trials on a few of these horses. It's been a good morning nonetheless, and of course we are heading back out to Hawkesbury straight after this, and we still have 4 trials to go from Hawkesbury. Here's Anthony, heat 16.
The last heat of the morning here, and Reba Encore goes up. Prodigy about to walk forward. Now Escapado and Spring Creek Star are the last couple to come forward.
Sports Radio and Sky Racing One, brought to you by Penrith Mazda.
So Escapado
and USG Boral
walks along. Spring Creek Star be the final one.
It's 10:31. Good morning. I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sporting headlines, Canberra will host
Spring
this
Creek
year's
Star.
Anzac Test between Australia and
Just
New Zealand, with the sellout crowd
waiting for a
bit
of work to be done with one of the others.
Stadium. Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga says the
now
match will
Spring
be especially
Creek Star.
Significant, given it's a
Just
World Cup
Just about
year.
Joins the line. Just needs a little bit more convincing,
the
but there it is.
Lawsuit to head to trial.
Set to go. Final heat of the morning. Maiden trial. Colson Geldings
from former professional cyclist Lance Armstrong.
Best guess off the inside.
The Justice Department has accused accused Armstrong of defrauding the government by accepting millions in sponsorship from the US Postal Service when he led his team to a string of Tour de France wins while he was doping.
Oh, Nick O'Shea stood there and missed it about six lengths. Prodigy, it lands in front from Beth Guest, and Reva Encore works around the outside to go up and join the leader now. Spring Creek Stars in fourth position.